Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question which is kind of controversial and it's related to something famous which has been narrated and in some of the books of Hadith. And also it's common and well-known amongst people. A lot of times it's recited on the pulpit as one of the virtues and fazail of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The question is this, that there's an event which has been narrated in some books of Hadith regarding the fact that one of the prayers of Imam Ali alayhi salam was he missed one of his prayers and he didn't perform one of his prayers, and this is something that has been mentioned in some of the books of Hadith. So this is a question we want to address today. In order to respond to this question, we can say, first of all, we need to say this, that based upon the narrations which have been mentioned, the prayer of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it didn't become elapsed, and he didn't miss his prayer. Nevertheless, Sheikh Mufid, one of the famous scholars of Islam and Tashayyu, in his book Al-Irshad, which is a famous book regarding the life history of the 14 infallibles, he mentions an event which has been known and has been entitled as the event of the turning back of the sun. Sheikh Mufid says that this event has occurred two times, once in the life of the Holy Prophet and another after the death of the Holy Prophet. In the first narration, it has been mentioned it has been narrated from Asma, Umm Salma, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, Abu Sa'id al-Khizri, and other companions of the Prophet. They say that one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his house, and the Imam Ali alayhi salam was also present there at that time. Suddenly the angel Gabriel came down for the bringing of revelation from God. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his head upon the leg of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he didn't pick it up until the sun set. Imam Ali hadn't prayed his asr prayers, his afternoon prayers, and when the Prophet picked up his head from the foot of Imam Ali, from the leg of Imam Ali, and the Imam Ali alayhi salam, there was not enough time left for him to pray in a normal manner. So therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam prayed while sitting and with indications. As you know, in Islamic jurisprudence, it has been mentioned that if the time for prayer is short, one can pray through indications and can cut some of the non-necessary elements of the prayer, right? So, and this is what Imam Ali did in this time. So according to this tradition, right, narrated in Al-Irshad, which is a very authentic book, the Imam, he didn't miss his prayers, and his prayers were not elapsed. Nevertheless, it was performed by the Imam within the time allotted for the prayers, but in an unnatural manner. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam When he came out of that state in which revelation was being given to him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the event of the turning back of the sun and if it indicates whether the imam's prayer elapsed and was missed by him or not. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.